Get out toward left. Will it come in and drop it? It will drop for a base hit. Soft flare that drops. Rounding third, coming home is Mason Davis. And it's 1-0 Kansas City. 1-2. There it is, outside corner. See you later. Strike three, got him. And he goes back to back to back. Strikes out the side. That's Nick Lee. There's a 2-1. Ground ball to first. Knob is there to second for one. Back to first base. Double play. How about that one? 3-6, and back to three again, and the T-Bones try to double turn. Turn him, burn him, double play. Lefty-lefty matchup, Chris is up away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him, and the game is over. And you can catch this one. A magical Friday night. Kansas City 3, and Sioux City 1. Good news Friday, everybody. Fasten those seat belts. Tray table's full up right. Let's notch a good news Wednesday. How about it? Here's the pitch to Chris. Liner right up the middle. Base hit. That'll score a run. You can walk it off. Final score, 5-4, Kansas City. Hello, eight-game winning streak. Hello, Broome to Cleburne. Hello, meaningful baseball in August. T-Bones are winners, 5-4. On the fourth we go is Kansas City and St. Paul are even here. Sean O'Malley will step in. Dan Vaughn with you on a Wednesday afternoon in St. Paul, Minnesota, the state capital. It's away for the ball, 1-0. Between the last inning, I must pay attention more to the promotions because I can't keep up. Low for the ball, 2-0. I'd be a bad customer here because I can't keep up, but they had some characters from The Wizard of Oz singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. 2-0. Hit out toward left center. Over in the gap is Alexander, the left fielder. He'll wait and be called up by Moto, the center fielder. He makes the play about two steps shy of the warning track. And O'Malley, a deep fly to center. There's out number one. Yeah, they're doing a little Wizard of Oz thing. Of course, it makes sense. We're not in Kansas anymore. We'll be there on Friday night, though. So why not salute Wizard of Oz when the T-Bones are in town who reside in KCK? There's Cotabello. Sack fly, RBI. The right-handed batter, Chris Cotabello. There's a neon sleeve on his left arm. Anthony's a called strike. Chris got a nice applause when they introduced the visiting team last night and tonight. The announcer down there, I believe his name's Miller, actually is from Boston. He actually made a comment to Chris walking by because and he's from Boston, my own hometown. Here's the 0-1. Low for the ball, 1-1. There's some time here in the Twin Cities. Across town at the other ballpark, Target Field. They're playing a day game today, too. We're all hoping for a night game. We can slide over there, but it's a day game, 1-1. Swinging away, 1-2. They're playing the Mets, though, I believe, in interleague play, and that's not uncommon, a two-game series, and have that thing done on a day game to wrap it up. Crenshaw about to throw pitch number 39 here. 1-1 ball game, fourth inning. Low and away, two balls, two strikes. Sean is ready. Wheels the 2-2 offering. Foul back. Look out to our right. Back down. There's the family sitting to my right in the Centurion Club. The club level up here to our right. Long club. It runs all the way down the right field line, this upper deck, and it's all glassed in. It's all buffets and a little bar up there and TVs. Then outside, you come out, there's a seven doors. Come out the door and you can sit out in the seats right out in front of the club level. There's four rows of those seats to our right. 2-2. Broken bat flare left side. Base hit just over the head of Chesney Young. And Chris Cotabello's aboard. second Casey hit here. The far end of the grandstand, there's a party deck attached to the club level. Also on the left side, it's more I think it's the DJ area where the music man is. The guy actually plays the music. It's located there. I think he's got also an electric organ over there. Casey Gillespie, step in from the left side. Right-hander Crenshaw deals. Gillespie takes on the outside corner, called strike. I got to ask Chris about that. There was a Colabello Cowboy giveaway at Target Field when he played with the Twins. I didn't know that. Ask him about that. That'd be an interesting conversation. I mean, he's got any of those around. Oh, what? Just inside for the ball. Gillespie, 2 before last night at RBI. He's 5 of 13 coming into today against St. Paul. A couple of RBIs. And one of the better T-bones against them. It's been a bit of a scuffle. KC, 263 against them. Swinging a wave here, 1 and 2. Huge swinging across the batting box as he goes there. And Gillespie was only batter hitting better against them would be O'Malley, who's 8 of 17. Colabello leads at first. Play for 2 in the middle. 1-2. Popped up right side over behind first base. Silviano's in foul territory now. He'll make the play right there in the coaching box for out number 2. 2 down. Organ players to our left. He's down on the upper deck and up here in this suite level. Between him and us, 2 broadcast booths, press row where Kevin is, the PA or the production room, then you've got the suites. 1, 2, 3, 4 of those. Then you've got the organ man. Mr. Organ Man. The piano man is there's Daniel Nava. 0 for 1. Nava takes it on the outside corner, called strike. One ball game, 4th inning. Crenshaw deals. Down and away for the ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. The 1-1. Foul away left side. Some help from the whole pig's eye thing that there's actually some, maybe some French. Here's the 1-2. Hideaway 2-2. Yeah, cachon is the word in French. My mom texting something about le cachon is the word for pig in French. I knew that. I'll do some research tonight on the John Parent, the beer, pig's eye, and other items of St. Paul. Go back to first. What I would like to do, and I didn't realize until I saw this thing in the hotel, but the Cathedral of St. Paul is beautiful. Built between 1907 and 1915. The historic district here, but the St. Paul named after the gentleman Paul. the Saint. 2-2. Swinging away, foul tipped and holding on, and there's out number three. T1's got a one-out swing, another behind him here. Crenshaw's in a groove right now, so is Dylan Baker. We're through 3.5. Kansas City won and St. Paul won. Quick timeout. The 2018 American Association champion, Kansas City T-Bones, Broadcast Network.